Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your Thursday morning on the last sunny morning we may have here for a bit, so make sure you get out there and enjoy it today. A lot to get to today, and I don't know if this first story will end up being a topic or not. I don't know if all of you are going to have something to say about it or not, but I had a very strong reaction to this when I saw it at some point yesterday after we got off the air. And so we go to West Bath, Maine for this first story. If you don't know the geography of Maine, most people don't. It's about 20 miles north of Portland. It's a nice small town of about 1,900 people right on the water. And it's where a two-year-old got a hold of a gun.
Yeah, and shot both of his parents with it. One shot, and it apparently hit both of them. It hit mom in the leg and then hit dad in the head, or vice versa. And the gun was apparently just sitting there. It was sitting there on a nightstand. And this two-year-old child walked up, grabbed the gun, shot it. And when the gun went off and the bullet went into mom's leg and then hit dad in the head, or vice versa, the recoil then...
Mom was leg, dad was happy.
Yeah. But I don't know which one happened first. Either way, it ended up hitting both of them. And the recoil from this pistol smacked the kid in the face. So all three of them had to be taken to the hospital. Everybody's alive. They were taken to the hospital with what are described as non-life-threatening injuries. But three people had to go to the hospital yesterday because somebody left a gun on a nightstand where a two-year-old could get a hold of it.
Loaded gun.
Yep.
On a nightstand. Where a two-year-old could get a hold of it. The couple's three-week-old baby also lives in the home, but was not there at the time. We're pretty limited in details. We know that it happened at about 8 o'clock in the morning. We don't know the sequence of events, you're right. We don't know how long the kid was playing with it. We don't know where mom and dad were in the house at the time. Miraculously, like you said, no one's injuries are life-threatening. I don't know how you get shot in the head and that not be life-threatening. That's stunning to me. And I know we've talked a lot about guns before, and this is not the first time that we've had a story like this. But I just had such a screaming anger reaction when I saw this about in what universe, when you know you have a two-year-old who is at the perfect age to be walking and curious, but not, I don't want anybody to tell me a two-year-old knows the difference between a real gun and a fake gun. Nobody tell me that. But you know you have a two-year-old around who is small enough that, you know, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, so probably not still in bed, is curious. In what universe are you leaving your loaded gun anywhere other than a safe or in your holster on you? Because that's what people have said before. When I've asked this question before and when I've gone off about this before, the response we get sometimes from people, and I'm totally okay with this, is in order to protect myself and have access to my gun when I am at home, I keep it on me. I'm okay with that. Because you are going to have more control over that. I assume if your two-year-old goes for your gun, you're going to have more control over that situation. If that's your argument, in order to keep it safe, to keep my family safe, I'm keeping it on me, fine. Why do you leave it on a nightstand?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Out.
And just I know you out. Don't have answers, but this is me using the microphone to vent for a moment.
The gun safe thing, there are biometric locks and things like that on gun safes, so you can have it secured and still be able to get to it relatively quickly. That way, if something goes wrong, somebody bursts through your front door, you'll be able to get to it without fiddling around for your keys or going, oh no, where did I leave my keys? That technology exists now, and there are some very, very high-tech and easy-to-get-into gun safes if you're the person who's authorized to get into it. So that aside, putting it in a gun safe is great, and there are places I still hesitate. I mean, people who say, well, it's up in the top shelf of my closet. My kid's only 3 feet tall. You haven't had kids long enough. I mean, you really haven't. If that's what you think is that height is going to do it. But even that at least is something, not just throw it on the table. It'll be fine.
Yeah, there are levels to this, I guess, levels of safety. And what you're talking about with the gun safe is the most safe out of the options. The least safe is what this couple did. Yeah. I mean, short of just handing it to him and just letting him play with it while it's loaded, I guess that would be the only thing that's less safe than what happened.
Yeah, and here's where I get to drive you a little bit more crazy, Jamie, because there was already
10:09 on a Monday. There was what?
There was already. In the state of Maine, going through the state legislature in the state of Maine, before this happened, there was already a piece of gun legislation to make this illegal, to make it illegal to leave a gun where a kid could get it. But, and of course, they're going to use this now to say, see, this is why we need this, because some doofus couple in West Bath left a gun out where a toddler could get it, and they both ended up getting shot, and all three of them had to go to the hospital. It's a pretty easy way to underscore the point that you're trying to make with a piece of legislation. So that's fine. But here's what bugs me about this, and I hope this is just bad reporting, but we've seen enough from government that I can't discount anything. According to Channel 13 WGME, which I'm assuming is in Portland, Maine, they said the incident is reinforcing the Maine Gun Safety Coalition's push for lawmakers and Governor Janet Mills to take action and immediately pass and enact LD 759, which the organization says would make it a crime if someone leaves a loaded firearm around a child and they use it. Why do we have to make it so the child has to use the gun before it becomes a crime? Why isn't it enough just to leave a gun around a child? Why isn't that enough to be illegal? If somebody sees that and calls the cops, why shouldn't they be able to then go and say, you're breaking the law, you're endangering a child? We have to wait until the gun goes off. Terrific.
Yeah, I do not claim to be an expert in gun laws ever. But why is it not illegal? Why do we not have laws that mandate gun locks if you have kids in the house or gun safes? Why don't we have laws that mandate what you are supposed to do with your gun at home if you have kids there? Because to my knowledge, Kansas and Missouri don't. And the only thing I can think of is that it's your private property. You get to do whatever you want. But we tell you what to do in your house all the time. So why don't we have law? What is the argument against that? Put another way, where is the money in voting against something that says you have to have your gun locked up if your kids are home?
Yeah. And this is to me where it goes even one step beyond the where's the money question, because we know where the money's coming from. I mean, the money's coming from the NRA and groups like that. The question is, why don't they see the logic in this? Even if you're the NRA, why don't you see the logic in keeping a gun away from a 2-year-old?
Right. 5767798. We're getting a lot of texts on this that we can certainly read as well. But to me, this is not a conversation about taking your guns away. This is not a Second Amendment conversation. This is, wow, did this situation, this could have turned out so much worse. I mean, luckily, this 2-year-old did not shoot himself. I read one version of this that said it was just one shot that was fired. Yes. I cannot believe someone gets shot in the head and lives. That is amazing. And we can certainly have a conversation about if there are any laws that would apply to this couple in this scenario as it stands. Child endangerment, whatever you want to put on this, for leaving a loaded gun on a nightstand. It baffles my brain. I cannot get my head around it.
Yeah,
576-7798.
That is exactly the charge, though, that they're talking about with this new piece of legislation, mm-hmm. is that if you do that, it would automatically be a charge of endangering the welfare of a child. So, yeah, you nailed it.
Let's get one quick call on here before we take a break. We'll go to Mike in Topeka first up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I had to get in on this because it's something that it baffles me. I'm an avid gun owner, and to me, this is downright negligence. And at its very core, you know, in terms of self-defense and keeping your home and your family safe, I will never understand why people leave one in the chamber. You know, in order to fire the weapon, it first has to be cocked and loaded, which means, you know, you pull back the slide to put a round into the chamber, and that takes quite a bit of force to do, which no young child is going to be able to do, let alone know how to do. So if you leave your weapon with a magazine, you know, loaded in it, but there's not one in the chamber, they can pull that trigger all they want, it's not going to fire. So, you know, why not take, you know, just an extra safety measure, leave the safety on, leave the gun uncocked so there's not a round in the chamber, and then keep it up somewhere safe, you know, that the kid can't get to it. It's just common sense that it baffles me that people don't think about things like this. Sure, and you want to keep your family safe, but do it smart.
Yeah, right. And just to underscore your point, for an adult who does have the ability and the manual dexterity to use that kind of force to slide that slide back and put one in the chamber, as you said, how long does that take?
Fractions of a second.
Okay, good. And the other thing go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and to put it in perspective of how much force it takes to rack the slide, they actually make special attachments with little finger grips for elderly people to be able to rack the slide. So there are adults who can't do it.
Who can't, yeah.
So a child definitely wouldn't be able to do it. So it's
now, here's where my ignorance of guns comes into play, and I'm sure you can answer this because I just don't know. If you're not dealing with a gun that works that way, if you're dealing with, say, a revolver, how different is that situation?
Okay, yeah, a revolver is very different. What I would say, if you have a revolver, don't leave it fully loaded. Let's say you've got a six-round revolver. Leave one of those rounds empty, and leave that one the one that is directly in front of the trigger. So when you pull that trigger, you just get a click. And yes, it's going to load the next round, and if the kid continues playing with it, okay, yeah, it could still fire, but at least you know that first pull isn't going to do anything.
Gotcha. And
yeah,
so,
I mean, yeah. In this case, that would work because
presumably,
one shot was fired here.
Right. And you'd hear that and go, whoa.
That would have solved for this. Yeah.
Right. And so it still leaves you a little bit of a buffer to work with to get to the child before they potentially pull the trigger again. So if you have kids, personally, I would say try to stay away from revolvers. But either way, there are a multitude of different measures that you can take as a parent to be safe and be smart as a firearms owner. It baffles me that people don't.
Gotcha. Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Good call, Mike. Thanks a lot for getting in. That's a good place to start, I think. 576-7798. I know we have people on hold, so we will get to more of your calls on this one coming up next here on KMBZ. 576-7798. We were talking about the story out of Maine where a two-year-old was able to get hold of a gun that was left on a nightstand, loaded, approached mom and dad, fired one shot. Mom was hit in the leg. Dad was hit in the head. Miraculously, both are going to be okay. I don't know how you suffer a head injury like that and still be okay. And this just crossed while we were, just before we came back on the air here, the AP just had the story out of Channel 9. A three-year-old boy out of Union, Missouri, which is about 50 miles from St. Louis, was seriously injured after he apparently shot himself early this morning. The boy apparently got a hold of a loaded gun and shot himself at about 6 a.m. and was hospitalized with serious injuries. That's all we know right now.
Yeah, further information not immediately released. So we'll wait on that one. But again, a three-year-old with access to a gun, easy enough that he could shoot himself with it.
576-7798. Again, the two parents, in connection to the story out of Maine, I don't know what they will be charged with or if they will be charged with anything. I did ask the question because in Maine they are considering this. Why not require gun locks? Or if you don't want to get that specific about it, why not have a law that would protect your kids from your gun while you are at home with it.
Yep.
I don't get it. 576-7798.
Because obviously there are enough people who are irresponsible with them that things like this continue to happen. So somebody has to pay for that.
We'll go to the phones here. Jess joins us up next from Lawrence. Hi, Jess.
Hey, how's it going? And kind of like Mike said, before I get out of my car when I get home, I take out the magazine, take the one out of the chamber, put the magazine up, and that's how it sits in my house. Because I figure somebody's kicking in the door, I have the second it takes to put one in the round to, you know, defend it. The issue with, like you said, Jamie, requiring, you know, making it a law for gun locks or anything is how can they enforce it? You know, they can't go into the house every day. Let me see where your gun and how you have it, you know, protected from the child. There's no real way to enforce it.
Right. Yeah. You'd have to wait for somebody else to report it. I mean, somebody comes over to visit and they see, you know, walking down the hall to the bathroom, they look in the bedroom and they see a gun sitting there on the nightstand, knowing there's a 2-year-old in the house. That you'd have to depend on somebody to report that. But the way that this law in Maine is written, even that wouldn't do it. You know, it's got to wait until somebody uses the gun, which is silly.
No, that was just my question. So, all right, have a good one.
You got it. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. I mean, in theory, it being a law is enough for people to follow it. I guess we're assuming that people wouldn't do it even if it's in a law somewhere, which I think is comical here.
Well, and some people won't. I mean, having the law on the books doesn't necessarily make people obey the law. If they did, the jails would be empty. So, yeah, clearly, having the law on the books isn't going to solve the problem, but it gives you one more layer of protection and one more thing to keep people who are that kind of negligent out of society.
576-7798. I don't get why this is an area of debate. I don't get why we can debate gun laws all day, but to me, this is the lowest common denominator of gun laws and of where you don't want a gun used or you don't want a gun in play is when there are kids around. And why is this still so difficult to find agreement on? Because I don't know. So far, nobody's called to try to tell me that a 2-year-old can handle a gun. Thank goodness, because we have a pretty serious argument, I think, going on the air.
Yeah.
576-7798. We can go back to the phones here. Anthony joins us on the line from Lone Jack.
Yeah,
hey, Anthony.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, Anthony. What's up?
That man, or actually the man and the wife, both, should be charged with something. That previous caller called it negligence. It's stupidity. When you have a child like that, you go around the house and you childproof it with the outlets and the heavy objects and everything.
Right.
Why in the world would you want to leave a loaded gun up on a dresser for a 2-year-old to find? I mean, the IQ of these people must be zero. And they should be charged.
If only criminal stupidity was a charge, I'm right there with you. Yeah. I would love to see that happen because I'd love to see a judge say that to somebody. You are so dumb, you're going to jail.
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
They can call it what it wants, but it's stupidity. Does he leave?
I think that's being too kind. It's reckless. It's dangerous. Luckily, the kid only fired one shot.
Well, yeah.
And I assume they got the gun away from him at that point.
Yeah, but as that previous caller mentioned, you can load a pistol but not charge it by sliding the slide back, and a 2-year-old is not going to do that. They're just not strong enough.
Yeah.
But even at that, why would you want to leave it out in plain sight? 2-year-olds are curious, just like 5-year-olds and 7-year-olds. And if them people are not any smarter than that, actually, I'm wondering if they should even be allowed to keep the kids.
Are asking if they should be allowed to keep the gun.
I am sure both of those conversations are going to come up as far as the state of Maine is concerned. And I would be more than willing to believe that they're going to get a little visit from Child Protective Services soon.
I hope they do. I hope they do. Would you leave a knife laying on the top of a table with the point facing out for a little kid to grab off the table? No.
No.
You wouldn't.
No, you do. You learn really quick as a parent, especially a parent of a toddler. You learn so fast that all kids have the Force, just like Luke Skywalker, man. They can make that stuff fly off the table right into their hands.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And he can grab it and fall backwards and plunge it right into his chest.
Yeah.
But these people, you know, I get tired of these words, negligence, and they just don't know. It's stupidity. Common sense, they have none.
Thanks, Anthony.
If they're not any smarter to figure that out.
You got it. Appreciate the call, my friend. Thanks for getting in.
Okay. And so actually,
again, sorry about that.
Oh, Anthony. We're up against news. Sorry, Anthony. So again, we'll also keep an eye on any new details about this 3-year-old out of Franklin County, out of Union, Missouri, who got a hold of a loaded gun this morning and shot himself with it. No word yet. Serious injuries is what I heard, but the kid's still alive. So we'll bring any updates on that coming up as well.